the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our first guest this evening is the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Good evening to you, Minister.
Good evening, Matt.
We've lots to talk about. I suspect we'll be getting to tariffs, and corporate taxes definitely will feature, because you are making an announcement today in relation to the local property tax, which many listeners will pay, and they pay it according to the valuation on their home and what band that goes into for valuation purposes. That band is due to increase in November. What sort of changes is that going to bring about for people's local property tax bills?
So we are increasing the band by 20%. And the reason why we are doing that math is, since this tax was last looked at, which is in early 2021, the value of homes on average across the country has gone up by a bit more than 20%. And what we are doing is changing the property band and the rate at which people pay local property tax. That means anybody who's paying LPT at the moment will be asked to pay more. Broadly, what that means is, if your home is less than €525,000, you'll pay between a fiver and €25 extra per year. If your home is less than €1.05 million, you'll pay €48 extra per year. So we're making these changes to ask that people pay more to local government and local services, but trying to do it in a way that is affordable by changing the rate and widening the bands.
How much money do you bring in local property tax each year?
€566 million.
Okay, and after the changes, what would you expect to bring in?
Around €610 million.
Given that there is now significant concern about the loss of what's been described as windfall taxes that we get in corporation tax, given that the government surpluses that you've been running might become a thing of the past because of what Trump is doing, is this not an opportunity to get more money out of local property tax rather than turning up your nose at it?
But we are collecting more. So the amount that we are increasing of homes that are built will be around 8% more. An 8% increase in any tax that we're collecting is a significant increase. And on top of that, Matt, we'll collect additional local property tax from new homes that are built that we believe will bring an extra €10 to €15 million in per year. So when these changes are made, the total value of local property tax will probably increase by around 10% extra per year. And the very reason I've been making the argument for years for running budget surpluses in the first place is so that if we do get to a big change in corporate tax revenue happening, we have the buffer in place to absorb it. And the last thing that we immediately have to do is begin to increase taxes like local property tax.
But yet, many independent observers have suggested that for years we have too narrow a tax base. We need to expand it by having more property taxes like they have throughout continental Europe. And this would be an opportunity, even at a still a relatively low rate, to get more money in to compensate for what we're likely to lose on corporation tax. Why has it that that you have agreed effectively with the opposition position on not wanting to levy property taxes, even though that's what's done everywhere else?
Matt, firstly, the opposition want to get rid of local property tax. We're not getting rid of local property tax. We're keeping the local property tax that we have, and we're asking people to pay more local property tax.
But it's marginal.
I am asking them to pay more. And I'm trying to ask them to pay what I believe is an affordable amount more. And I have little doubt when I get later on in the year and I'm bringing this into the Dáil, it will be contested and people will say we shouldn't have a local property tax at all. Broadly, the increase that people will pay under local property tax will be between 5 to 6% extra. And for homes that have are a higher value, they'll pay in excess of 10% extra. And what I am aiming to do, and I believe I've done, is what I'm making the case for, is asking people to pay more, go ahead with the revaluation, try to do it in a way that I believe is going to be affordable. And later on in the year, we'll have other far bigger decisions to make regarding the budget, regarding cost of living measures, regarding what we're going to do with taxation. And my focus is on how we can keep the local property tax and ask people to pay an affordable amount extra by the changes that I've made in the rates.
There's a new report out today by GoodBody, which we'll be discussing with Ian Guider later in the programme in the business news, about the amount of wealth that there is in the country. And it shows that of the wealth, which is concentrated amongst, not in American style, but still amongst a reasonably small size of the population, so much of that wealth is tied up in property. Isn't property tax essentially a proxy for wealth tax, one that we're not actually doing properly in this country, in that we don't tax wealth properly?
Well, this is why I've always argued in favour of a local property tax. And this local property tax is progressive. The more valuable your home, the more the local property tax is that you pay, because it's based on the percentage of the value of your home. And if you have a home that's worth in excess, for example, of 2.1 million euro, you pay an extra rate of local property tax that you don't pay if your home is less than, for example, 1.26 million euro. The local property tax that somebody pays in a home that, let's say, is worth 1.996 million euro, for example, is 3,110 euro. And that's considerably more than somebody will pay who's living in a home, let's say, worth 220,000 euro, where the charge they'll pay after this is 95 euro. So I would contend to you that the two measures you should have of how you tax wealth effectively is, number one, that it is progressive, and then number two, that it is understood and that you can clearly communicate it. And I think that's the merits that local property tax do have.
Okay, we've been talking a lot in recent weeks about the likely impact of Trump's tariffs, if and when they get announced tomorrow evening. But equally, there's significant concerns about taxes being paid by foreign multinationals in Ireland. And Howard Lutnick is a Commerce Secretary who has had something of an obsession with tariffs and trade imbalances, has also been bringing up issues like intellectual property being located in Ireland and how it's been taxed here rather than in the United States. How much money could we lose if the Americans decide to insist that their American companies locate their intellectual property back in the United States rather than in Ireland?
So it's difficult to say, Matt, because it depends on what are the measures that they take. And at that point, that has not been outlined to us. But the reason the intellectual property is located in the first place in Ireland is because we have jobs and substance located here in Ireland, with thousands of people working in many of the companies in which the intellectual property is registered and located here. And furthermore, there's predictability and clarity regarding how that intellectual property is taxed. But the very reason why we're entering into all of this is with budget surpluses. And last year, we had a budget surplus in excess of 8 billion euro, which has been relentlessly criticised by others in the Dáil, is that we're in a position that if big changes do happen in corporate tax revenue, that we're able to absorb all of that into the surplus that we have. And that would apply to any changes in intellectual property taxation as well.
But is it not fair for the Americans to seek to have this changed? If you look, for example, at the figures that have become clear from Apple in the last few days, profits in Apple's Irish operations last year came in at $76 billion. Now, that isn't on the basis of sales of things out of Ireland. It's just that they've been taken from all over the world and housed in Ireland. I mean, do we really qualify? Do we really deserve the profits on those Apple profits, given, or get the taxes on those Apple profits, given that all of those revenues and sales and profits were generated largely elsewhere?
But that's very significantly due to the fact that we've thousands of people who work for Apple located here in Ireland, who are involved in activities and management and work that relates then to the operation of the Apple company. That's the key reason why. And like, I do accept, Matt, that there are many issues in relation to the legitimacy of global taxation and how it's conducted. But this is the very reason why a few years ago Ireland made the decision to go into an international agreement, because we wanted to play our part in dealing with the issue of where economic activity is taxed across the world. And I accepted that Ireland had to be part of the explanation of it, part of the solution to it, excuse me. And look, part of the difficulty now that we'll now have to work through in the next few years, and I hope shorter than that if the US has indicated that they want to withdraw from that agreement.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask you. You entered into an agreement that the Americans are willing to break. Given that we've seen things like Trump breaking agreements with Canada and Mexico, which he himself signed during his last term in office, how can we trust the Americans to honour anything they try and force on us in the coming weeks?
And that is the reason why Europe is going to take just some time to consider how we respond back to this, because we have to respond back in a way that creates incentives for President Trump and his administration to negotiate with America, with Europe, and then ultimately reach an agreement that they're going to adhere to. That did happen at points during the first Trump administration. We have to see, can we negotiate in a way that is possible to repeat that in the second Trump administration? Very broadly, though, if we don't have rules in relation to trade and taxation, and if they're not available for global companies, many of whom are located out of America, those global companies will find it harder and harder to conduct international trade and to be sure what their tax bills are going to be in the future. That, in turn, will affect their contribution back to America, the people they employ there, and the contribution that they make to tax revenue in America. And ultimately, in the weeks and months ahead, Matt, I think that's where we have to see, can we get this negotiation to?
There are some people who are worried that the European Union will take actions and decisions which might not help some of our industries, particularly in food and drink and also in pharmaceuticals. But could it be that we've been protected by our membership of the European Union in that the whole EU will get the same tariffs imposed on them, that Ireland can't be singled out? Because if they were going to single out anyone in Europe, it looks likely it would be us.
We are absolutely better served and far better protected by indeed approaching all of this through our membership of the European Union. Any country who is seeking to conduct this negotiation on their own, just one-on-one with the US, let alone a small open economy like our own, would have a very difficult and very different fate ahead of them as opposed to an economy that's part of a trading bloc like the EU. And Tánaiste Simon Harris, as our trade minister, is in the middle of engaging with other countries that could also be affected by changes with regard to medicine and life science to see how we can ensure, and I believe we can ensure, that these issues remain firmly on the negotiating mandate of the European Union. But thank God we're part of the European Union at this difficult point.
Well, one final one, as a part of the European Union, could the whole situation be complicated by Trump's designs on Greenland, which is a semi-autonomous region of Denmark, but effectively is linked into the EU? How much worse can this make things that if Trump is demanding that the Americans should take Greenland?
Yes, it could make a difficult situation even more complex. And that is why we do have to support the people of Denmark as they face into a terrible moment of worry regarding what could happen to Greenland and some of the claims that have been made in relation to it. But I also think, Matt, though, as we look at all of these different difficulties, and you've covered them off them like very effectively within this interview with me, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that our own economy at the moment has a record number of people at work. The economy of the European Union is very stable at the moment. Despite a war on its borders, it's still managed to grow. And we're a major trading bloc within the world economy. And we can use that influence and indeed power at our disposal to negotiate with the US, but also to engage with other parts of the world to see how we can find new trade and new sources of economic activity and benefit at a time in which the US is changing. And we will and are going to make the most of those opportunities as well, in addition to dealing with the difficulties that you've well highlighted.
Thank you very much for joining us, Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.